Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Lech Lecha, Tavshin Pei He, as we get into the Avos, as we had the birth of the world, and then we had the rebirth of the world post-Mabel, and now we get into the Avos, as we have Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, Vayera, even Chayasara, and then we have Yaakov Avinu, Toldos, and the continuation. And we have Yitzchak squeezed in the middle. As we've noted in the past, he gets very little press in Torah Shebuch Sav. But today we speak about Avram Avinu. And we start off with something that we did many years ago. But it's a thought that we have to repeat. And that's from Rav Zevin in source number one. Vayomar Shem al Avram, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, go, as we have mentioned, no introduction. We have no idea who Avraham is. We know he was born. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, who at least were told about some of the activities that he did when he was young. Unlike Noach, where we have Noach, Ish, Sadik, Tamim, Hayyab, Adarosav. We know Avram nothing, right? Even though the Midrashim, as we're about to see, talk about it, but the Torah Shebuch Sav does not mention it. But he quotes from the Kasev Besvarim, Lech Lecha, La'atz Mutzacha. Go to yourself, to your essence. Lech, go, lecha. Not for you, but to you. Upirshu advarim b'derach kabalo l'shorish nishmascha. Go to the depths of your soul. What does that mean? Connect to the depths of your soul. Says the Latar v'lamoadim, Rav Zevin. V'adarim is parshim af kipshutam. Right, we don't have to get into Kabbalah, but just the pashup shot. Ein adam nidrash lahasig mashehu lamala mikochosav. A person is never asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something beyond his abilities. That's an impossibility. Hashem will never ask us for something that is beyond us. Ve'ein tovu mimenu lahagia l'madrega shalamala me'atzmuso mahuso. We will not be, asked or have to stand in judgment about why we weren't something if we didn't have the kohos to be that person. Aval mashekein tovim v'darshimenu hu. You know what we will have to use and complete to the maximum? Shebegvo kohosav ubutchum kishronosav yasig v'yefol at the maximum shefshol hasig v'lehefol. To reach the highest, the maximum of our potential, that's what we will have to answer to. Right? Lo alacha hamlacha ligmar. But v'lota ben chorin lihibatal mimena. Right? There could not be any space for bittel. V'hu she'amar akasuv. And that's what the pasuk says. Kol asher timsa yadcha lasos b'kochacha asei. U'me'ela muvan. So we understand. She'ena kavana she'asa adam mashalibo chafetz. When it says, do whatever in your koach, it doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. Klum hefker ha'olam. It's not what the pasuk means. Aval ha'kavana. Everything that's in your koach do, meaning you're not going to be demanded to do more than that. Mashu b'kochacha ato chayav lasot. Right, and that's lech go lecha, reach into your soul. Hashem is telling the first Jew, meaning he's telling every Jew, we have to reach into our souls and think about and try to use every portion and every part of our potential to the most. And then he quotes the famous comment from Reb Zusha, the brother of Reb Elimelech, Hu haya omer, Im yomru li ba'olam ha'emes. Zusha, lama lo yita kamo abesh, why weren't you like the Baal Shem Tov? Right, the third generation Hasidus was full. Right, Reb Elimelech and Reb Zusha, and I think the Baal HaTanya, they're all that third, the Chose. So, why weren't you like the Baal Shem Tov? Lo was your eklau. I'm not worried about that question. Why weren't you the Baal Shem Tov? I wasn't in the kochos to be the Baal Shem Tov. V'chimatem medamin oti la Baal Shem Tov. V'chein im yomerli, lama lo ayita kemagad mimezrich? His Rebbe, but the Baal Shem Tov was his grand Rebbe. Right, and the Magad Mezrich was his Rebbe. So, lo ayich mazlichlum, I'm not nervous to answer that question. Why weren't you like the Magad? Because I'm not like the Magad. V'chimi ani umia Magad Mezrich. Elamimani misyarei. Kishayomruli Zusha. Lama la'ita Zusha. He says, why weren't you Zusha? Zusha ari yachalta lios. I gave you koach to be Zusha. V'lama avzelo hayita. That's what he was nervous about. U'bemedrish amur amru. Asor mini behemos masarti l'cha. Shloshe b'shuscha v'sheva ina b'shuscha. V'chulu. Like the Medrash says, Hashem says, I only ask you to bring karbanas from what you have or what's around you. I only ask you to serve me from what you have. That's what Hashem says. Maisa avos simin labanim. Kol hanasim avos. V'chol she'asu avos. Heim Torah shleim ledoros. Everything Hashem said, right, the avos were models. That's why they're called avos. Right? The Gemara says, shlosha nikru avos. Only three. David HaMelech, right, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, wanted to be an av. Why don't you mention me in Shmoneh Esrei? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, they went through tests. What does that mean? Because they went through tests on behalf of, as a Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. And therefore, that makes them unique. Kol Anasim Ha'avos V'chol She'asu Ha'avos Heim Torah Shleim L'Doros. L'fichach. That's why the first thing that Hashem says to Avraham that we have in the text, Lech Lecha. Every Jew, Lech Lecha, go find yourself. Go be yourself. Go use the kochos that Hashem has given you. Lecha, lech tamid al atzmecha. Tishav tamid lahagia. L'siya shleimus shebekochacha. Don't look around at other people. Right? Other people's jobs and you know, hesegim, what they're supposed to achieve, is not our heseg. We have to look within ourselves and do our best. Okay. Moving right along to Midrashim. There are numerous midrashim at the beginning of our parsha that talk about Avraham Avinu. Give different mishalim to what Avraham Avinu was going through. Now, last week we spoke about midrashim, about Noach versus Avraham. This is just Avraham. Just Avraham. So we start in source number two, a number of midrashim that Reb Blumenzweig quotes in V'Hizalakti B'Sochachem, Reb Blumenzweig, the founding Rosh Yeshiva in Shiva Yerucham, and now he's emeritus, but that's source number two. The pasuk tells us, in last week's parsha, Es ha'elokim hesalech Noach. And the Medrash contrasts that to Avram Avinu, hesalech lefanai ve'yetamim. Right? Go in front of me, ve'yetamim in our parsha. Right? Walk with me, walk in front of me. So there are various Midrashim. We'll focus on two. Es ha'elokim hesalech Noach, Reb Yehuda Reb Nechemya, the Medrash says, Amachlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Nechemya, to the mashal of Noach Avraham. Also in our parsha. Meaning Noach, it says, Hashem says, walk with me. Avram, walk ahead of me. What's the difference between those two? So Reb Yehuda Reb Nechemya. Reb Yehuda Omer, first mashal. Mashal, lasar, sha'ilo shnei banim. There was a prince that had two sons. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. Amar lekatan, halachi mi. Right? He says to the katan, please, could you walk with me, please? And he holds his hand and he walks with him. That's Noach. V'yamar lagadol, bo v'alach lefanai. You know, go ahead. You could run ahead. Independence. Kach Avram Shayakocho Yafe Avram, whose strength was mighty, Hisalech Lefanai Veyetamim. Go ahead of me. Avol Noach Shayakocho Ra, Noach, whose Koach was weaker, inferior, had to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esau Lekim Hisalech Noach. One mashal. Number two. Reb Nechemya Omar. Next mashal. Mashal Lo'ohavo Shel Melech Shohayim Mishtakea Betit Aveh. There's somebody that is sinking in quicksand. Sinking in the mud. Acquaintance of the king. The king peeks and sees that his friend is sinking in the mud. Amarle, quickly. Quickly. Grab onto me. Come with me. Hashem walked with Noach. He walked with him. He saved him. Like we know in last week's parsha. Right, I guess the mabul is the quicksand. V'loma Avraham domeh, Avraham, different mashal. Lo'o avo shemelech, also a ohev, a friend of the king. Sheraz hamelech mahalech b'mavos ha'afelim. He saw the king walking in the dark alleyways. He looks out his window, he sees the king. Hitzitz o'avo v'hizchil me'ir l'fanav derech ha'chalon. What does he do? He takes his phone, he puts on the flashlight, and he sticks it out the window and he lights the way for the king. I was just speaking to somebody this week. You know, in the olden days, it used to be, remember, if you thought there was a chash of a blackout or something, you had to get the flashlights ready. You have to like put them out in every room. And now we all have flashlights. We don't remember what the days were that they had to put out the flashlights. But so here, he takes his phone and he sticks and he lights. The king is walking in the dark. I guess the king. Possibly for the king to carry his own phone. But, so, he lights it. He tis a melech faro. So the king sees what's going on. Amarlo, he says, could you please come out and walk in front of me? Don't just stay there in the house. Come, walk in front of me and light up my way. So do Hashem tells Avram, instead of just staying in Mesopotamia and Aram, no, go to the birthplace, go to where all the civilizations meet. Go to the Middle East. Bo veheir lefanai be'eretz Yisrael. Go ahead of me to the land of Israel. Hadu udechseh v'yavarach es Yosef v'yomer halokim asher eshalchu avosai lefanav. The avos went in front of Hashem. That's the mashal of walking ahead. Okay, we're going to skip the next one. But these are the two mashalim. Again, what are the two mashalim? Rabbi Yehuda says the mashal of the two sons. One is one son, walk next to me. The other son, no, run ahead of me. That's number one. Number two, the second medrash is Noach. The mashal is he's sinking in the mud. Hashem says, grab out to me and I'll save you. And Avraham is, he holds the light for Hashem. And Hashem says, no, come on out and hold the light in front of me. Says Reb Blumenzweig, turning the page. He says, mashlo shal Reb Yehuda matzigas hatuna biyor pashut yachasit. Reb Yehuda, the first mashal, we understand. Haben hakatan shal hasar mishalechem hasar. If there's a little boy, needs help, you're not going to send him alone. So he's walking with the prince. V'tachlisa shel ha'alicha ha'mishutefes. What is the purpose of that walk? L'sayeh l'ben ha'katan. Right, what's the purpose of that walk? So that the little boy doesn't have to walk alone. The prince walks with him. L'sodoso v'lismochbo. To support him, to help him. Ben agadolu mazos, the older son, no. Mishalech b'kochas atzmo. He can be independent. He runs ahead. He doesn't need any help. Noach is the ben akatan. Noach is the one that needs some help. If Hashem wouldn't walk with him, help him, he wouldn't be able to survive. Right? In the Mabul. Avram lumaso domo le ben agadol. Right? Avram is running ahead. Mashalo shel Reb Nechemia. But if you look in the second mashal, there's a totally different message. Matziges hadvar macheres, right? It's different. Umadabes Noach es Avram loavav shomelach. They're friends. It's not just sons, but ohavim of the king. Ohev arisho shel hamelach mishtakei betitaveh. He's sinking in the mud. Vamelach mavchin bo. The king sees. Umachaleitz oso menatit. The king helps him and rescues him. The king rescues him from the mud. It's one directional here. Ha'ohev natan b'mitzuka, the ohev, the friend is in dire straits. Hu zakuk le'ezra, v'haderach shalo lehi natzel, he, lechoz b'yad ha'melech ha'mushetas alav, how does he get out? I gotta hold the king's arm, pull me out. The king is saving his friend. Kach yosim natitaveh, that's how he gets out of the mud. Shebohu mishalechem ha'melech. Ha'ohev hasheni mavchin, but the second, what's the other mashal? Of Avram Avinu in Reb Nechemia, it's the Ohev sees that the king is in need. Not that the Ohev is in need and then the king saves him. But I'm looking out the window, I see the king's walking in the dark. The king needs help. Mavchim b'melech shemahalech b'mavos ha'afelim. B'mashal zeh ha'melech hu azokuk le'ezra. The king needs help. The ha'ohev nechalat le'ezra so. And the Ohev helps him, Umer lo asach alon. And because he helps him a little bit, what does the king say? Come help me a lot. Come outside and light the way for me. Be'ikvo zos ra p'diyato al ha-melech shal Ohev ha-mazmina oto lo-hosif al-harbos es hadar aso. So that already gives a little deeper, but now let's go further, says Reb Blumenzweig. So it's not just the direction, but it's even more. Walking with God is amazing. That's true. To recognize that we're in the mud, that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a level. And also, there's a level of that person sinking in the mud like Noach. He realizes there's only one source for salvation. Me'aver lazeh, ha'oev muda lo'uvda, shehamotzi hayachid shalom en abotzu b'koach ha'melach. Only the king could save me. Noach yodeya kein chavish matar asma beis asurim. Noach knew he needs a kadosh baruch hu. Lihi chalitz ben hametzias hamushcheses v'amuveses hamakifoso. So he realizes he's sinking. He realizes that he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he realizes that he has to stick his arm out and hold tight to the king. So that's all. Even in the first mashal of the sinking one who needs the help from the king, it's a level. It's a level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realize that I'm Bitzara. I realize that you're the one that can help me, and I do my best to allow myself to be helped by you. I'm on the top left column now. Not only does Noach recognize, I have to grab on. But we recognize, and he says, this is the chisaron of the mashal, that Noach is doing, the one who's being safe in the mud is doing nothing for the king. The whole relationship is one directional. Tachlis avodaso, line 8, lihi chaleitz menatit. Avodas ha'es batlus v'es masru shal noach. L'dvar Hashem yu'edes, b'sofer shal v'davar, l'tovas atzmo. The whole thing about being saved and grabbing onto Hashem, it's not because dafka that he might want that connection, but it's all for his own benefit to be saved. Gam magamas p'niyaso alamelech. It's all focused on himself. And then we get to Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu, the mashal, again, the depth, these mashalim were written by the Tanoim, the Medrash Rabbahs, from the Tanoim, early. These were the drushes that the Tanoim gave in shuls. So they're, you know, deep, giving us messages. So Ha'oi Vasheni, he writes now, B'mishal HaShalom Nechemya, Meir LeMelech. The whole relationship is in the opposite direction. And it's different in two ways. Metzia Zu Shaba Matzu Ya'oi Vasheni Nevdeles. Right, there are two notes to note. Nukuda achas nogas l'matzavo shala ohev. The ohev is not b'mitzuka. Right, in the second mashal. The friend of the king is not in dire straits. Ohev arishon unasam b'soch b'tzayim v'dochach. And that's all he can focus on. V'ilu saviva ohev asheni lo muteres kol baya, no? He looks, sounds like he's in the house, he's got light. He sees the king. Hanukut, so number one is the only thing that he could focus on being saved, or he's independent, then he can look outside. Hanukuda hashniya nogas l'matzavo shel ha'melech. Right? The king is the savior, or the one that's being saved. Says Rav Blumenzweig, there's a connection between these two ideas. Again, two differences between the mishalim, right? The guy sinking in the mud versus the guy looking out the window. Is he b'mitzuka, or is he calm and looking around? B, is the king doing the salvation or is the king being saved? Explains Rav Blumenzweig. In order for us to be like Avram Avinu, which means to be a shutef with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to spread his light. There's a lot of darkness in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is walking around the world and it's dark and nobody sees him and he can't see the tzedek. And what does Avraham do? And what do we need to do? We need to spread the light in front of Hashem, so there could be godliness that goes into the world, and then walk in front of Him, announcing, so to speak, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Right? That's the mashal, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That's the light that Avraham shines. But one can only do that if one could see beyond the specific mitzuka that they are in. Sometimes, and again, obviously this is written years ago, sometimes a person is so caught up in just daily living and surviving, you know, from day to day, that we can't focus on more than that. And there are times in life that we just go into survival mode, where there's extreme situations, and Hashem's not going to ask us for more than that. But at other times, or even during those times, if we have superhuman strength, we have to try to see beyond and say, is there something more that not only am I focusing on being saved by God, but is there any way that I could, so to speak, save and help HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the opposite direction? And that's what sometimes we have to do. We have to take a broad look at life. We have to take a broad look about our lives and how we can influence. And he says, Mitoch yecholet re'iya zu, hofech liot bal ratzon u bal yecholet l'sayeya, v'naseh roi lo ha'ir l'fnei ha'melech. So again, there are different stages of our life. One might even say, when one is younger with a bunch of little kids in the house, and they're just focusing on getting food on the table and getting them into baths and bed, and you don't have much time for else. Okay, but there are different stages of life. And there are different stages of the day, part of the day. And one has to recognize, we have to try to look beyond. Sometimes we're a Noach. We're just sinking and we need to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we also have to be an Avraham. We also have to be able to look outside the window and see, is there darkness somewhere? I'm going to light it up. I'm going to light it up and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu come in. And that's what he writes in the last column now, on the left side. B'nei Noach b'sugalam l'choliyot l'derech avadazah shal oev v'alech harishon. B'nei Yisrael, line 13, Zera Avraham, nitnu b'mala yasera. Nichnu, we were given. B'sugalam heim l'hisromeim el me'ever l'tzrachim l'ritzonot shalom atzmam. Right, beyond their own personal. You know, we've seen many, many stories, Rachman al-Atzlan, of those individuals who weren't, even though they were mitzuka, and even though for the past 13 months we've been living through this, how many stories of those who saw beyond, who had a vision of partnering and bringing light to the world? I'm doing this because I want to spread light and life and the tzedek to the world. Not just focusing on their own mitzuka, such bravery and such ability by so many of our brothers and sisters. We continue. So B'nai Yisrael, Misugalim this Romim, we could get above Tzimuna Bahem inside of all of us, Ayecholos L'Romim Esabad L'Ofak Acher, Nisom Romim, we could have a higher and wider lens to be able to bring godliness to the world, and we have to try to do that as children of Avraham Avinu. Okay, one more medrash. Maybe the most famous medrash at the beginning of the parsha. Turning the page to the Apir Yon. Apir Yon is the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried, in his commentary on Chumash. Again, it's something that we know, but he repeats it. Right, the medrash of Amar Reb Yitzchak. Mashal, source number 5. Mashal la'echad shaya over mimakom l'makom. Somebody's walking. Avraham Avinu is walking. Vira'a birachas olekas. He sees a palace on fire. He sees a palace on fire. Amar tomar shabir azos b'li manig. Right. What's going on here? There's a palace on fire. Where's the owner of this palace? Hitzitzala balabira. Vamarlo. Aniu balabira. I'm here. No, Avram sees the world. Kach lafishaya Avraham Avinu omar tomar shaha'olam b'lo manig. He sees the world, and if you take the mashal a little, you know, just take it more, he sees the world's on fire. He sees Avodah Zarah. He sees maybe Tzadik Varala Rosh Vadolo. He sees the world's on fire. He says, what is going on here? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hitzel. Hashem looks and says, hi, I'm the Baal Abira. Hitzel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Anihu Baal Ha'olam. I'm Baal Ha'olam. So it's interesting, before we get to what he says, just heard something today. It doesn't say that Hashem put out the fire. Just a parenthetical point. Right? This mashal is quoted by many. And he sees the world, a fire, I'm the Baal Abira. But it doesn't say, and I'll put out the fire. It just says that the world's on fire, yeah, and I'm the Baal Abira, meaning the world might be on fire, but I'm not getting involved in that way. There's Bechira Chavshus. And I run the world from behind the scenes, but I'm not just going to come out in the open and douse the fire. That's an interesting absence from the Medrash. That detail is not always focused on. Hashem says, yeah, I'm the Baal Abira, and Hashem, Avram recognized that there's somebody in charge. Okay, but where's the fire department? It doesn't say anything changed. It just says that he's the Baal Abira. Okay. V'nir lefiyatati losev nofach. Says, Shlomo Gansfried, let me explain a little bit. Kiyadua sheyesh bina umos hakodmin asher haloch hasheichim. There are those from the nations of the world that walk in darkness. Va'amru shehaolam ukadmon umisnaig b'teva b'li shum hashgacha chas v'shalom. Some say the world has always been. There's no such thing as a creator. Maybe there was an explosion millions of years ago, but there was no, you know, capital C. Oh, come on. There are others that say, there has to have been a creator. There's a perfect order. There's a perfect world, you know, with orderliness and the solar systems and the fact that the earth is exactly where it is, and any closer to the sun it would burn up, and only further it would freeze, and the axes and the orbits. that just happened? No. Sure, there was a creator. But he's a busy creator. He went to create other things. Right? He gave now the power, right, to the constellations. Hashem cares about me. That's beneath his coven. He's a creator of worlds. He's going to care about my little needs. No. Which, by the way, we say, I always found it. I think Rabbi Tzio Solomon writes this in one of his Sfarim. I always pointed out in Asher Yatzar, which is all about the most mundane physical parts of our life. What do we say? Galui v'yadua lifnech kiseh kivodecha. Shimi paseach achad miyam. You care. You're a kisei. A kovod cares about my plumbing. Right? That's a pretty amazing comment. All the way, that's exactly the opposite of this belief. We believe that Hashem, in his kisei hakavod, cares about my orifices and how my body's working. And that's what we believe. But there are those that believe that there was no creator. There are those that believe that there's no hashgacha. Aval anachnu maminim b'nei maminim shakadosh baruch hu baras ha'olam. V'gam hu ba'atzmo b'chvodo yisbaruch hu ha'mashgiach hu manig. Obviously, he is not only the borei, but he's also the manig and the mashgiach. V'yesh lomar. Ki Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. Bereshis Chaki Rosef. Remember, we spoke about the end of the shiur last week. Avram Avinu's recognition was a process. All those shittas in the Rishonim. How old was he? 3, 40, 52. Right? They're all right. They're all right, because he had different stages of his recognition. So Ra'as Omos Omer Ki Olam Chazalam Hefker. Belishu Mashki Yechumadik. He saw these beliefs. Omar. So he says, Tomar Sholom Belo Manig Zevadi Yev Shalomar. Sholom HaMesudar. B'yoser Tov V'noah B'gal Galim HaSovim Oso. Yeh B'li Manig. It can't be. Ach Midvarim Eilu Adai Yish Bacham L'Taos Chas V'Shalom. Nehi Devadi Yish Lolo Manig Aval Eino HaBore. Right? Rak Masar Atash Kachal. Maybe there is, but there's a stand-in, there's a representative. Who says this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, Avram, you're right. Ani Baal HaOlam. Ani Baal HaBira. Yeah, exactly what you're thinking. It's impossible to be otherwise. You are correct. I am the Borei and I am the Manhig. But I'm not going to do something, says the Medrash, to prove to the world that. You figured it out. That's why you are going to be the one that I'm going to make the bris with and to all your descendants. We know that from one word in the Medrash. That Hashem didn't make scream and make nisim and niflos. Right? What does the Medrash say? Hitzitz alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hitzitz. That means to peak. Hashem peaked at Avraham. Every word of the Medrash is meduyak. It doesn't say Hashem stood up and he peaked. And we know, he quotes on the left side now from Ifsad Yigon. The pasuk says we say it in the morning, Shabbos morning, Mashgiach benachalanos, Meitzes benacharakim. Hashem is Mashgiach. He looks out of the windows and he's Meitzes. He peeks from the cracks. What does that mean? Hakavana. Sometimes, if you have somebody looking out a window, you have a big window in a living room. Somebody looking outside, so the person inside can see outside. The person outside can see inside. But sometimes you have a very thin. I don't know, let's say you have that thing at the door, the little glass at the door. Sometimes you could see out, but they can't see in. They can't see in. That's meitzitz. Right? Mashgiach is both directions. Meitzitz is a peak. Meitzitz is a peak. It says, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram Avinu. It was a meitzitz. Avram Avinu still had to go and do the spiritual parade and getting everybody into monotheism. But he says, Kakavana now, Rav Sadi Gon. Kilufamimos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisim Liglalein Kol. Sometimes Hashem does Nisim in front of everybody. Lufamimos, and Nisim Nistarim, and sometimes he does hidden miracles. Shein Balanes Makir Beniso. Right? He doesn't know. Viadua Kikashar Adam, Roe Mitocha Bayis Bar Chalon Gadol Verachav. He sees out a window, as like Alome Bachutro also. If you're outside, you could also see. But if it's a tiny little crack, then you can't. That's the Pasik. Mashkiach Min Achalonos. Sometimes Hashem acts in a way that's open and clear. Meitzitz menacharakim. And sometimes it's meitzitz. And that's what happened with Avram Avinu. Hashem was meitzitz. But Avram Avinu, Hashem wasn't meitzitz until Avram Avinu took that first step of recognizing and deepening and believing. Believing, and then he got an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's about a lot of Midrash. Now let's move on to a couple of other ideas. A few about the land of Israel, about Eretz Yisrael. Because after all, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. This is the parsha. I've mentioned in other years, I'll just mention it outside this year, because we could chazer it every year, the Ruach Chaim, the commentary of the Rav Chaim Yivalazhin on Pirkei Avos, where Rav Chaim Yivalazhin notes that it says in one Mishnah that there are 10 generations from Noach to Avraham to reflect to us the patience of Hashem. And even though there were all these generations, Hashem had patience. The very next Mishnah says, Avraham Avinu passed 10 tests to show us how much, you know, how successful he was. The first Mishnah just says Noach to Avraham. The second Mishnah says Avraham Avinu. Only in the second Mishnah is he called Avinu, not in the first Mishnah. And Rav Chaim Yivalazhin says why? Because in the first Mishnah it's just about Avraham, biological Avraham. Noach to Avraham, 10 generations. Second Mishnah, he's Avraham as our father. Avraham Avinu, when he passed his 10 tests, he did it in a way so that the DNA of those of him passing those tests went into us, into Jews forevermore. And that's what he says. Whenever a Jew gets up and moves to Eretz Yisrael, moves to Israel, it's from a bechina of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Avraham Avinu did it, so every Jew could do it. Every Jew has that power from Lech Lecha, from Avraham Avinu. Whenever a Jew gets up and sacrifices, it's coming from Yitzchak Avinu, who sacrificed. Whenever a Jew gets up and all the tests were laying the groundwork. So this is the first. This is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Okay. So says the Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk a little bit later. A little bit later in the Parsha. There's a lot in the Parsha. You have the kings. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vashem Amar El Avraham. Acharei Parei Lot Me'imo. Once Lot left him, Hashem says to Avraham, Sonei Necha Re'em and Alakam Asher Ato Meit Sham. Asher Ata Sham. Lift up your eyes and see from the place that you are, Tzafon of Anegma, Vakem of Yama, all these directions, Ki Es Kol Arat Asher Ata Ro'e Lecha Tnena Ulazaracha Ad Olam. This whole land I'm giving you. This whole land. I'm Avinu, you made the trek, you made the journey, now you're here, I'm giving you this land. I'm giving you this land. But he starts off by saying, lift up your eyes. Sana einecha ure'ei. Says the Meshech Chachma. What's reflected, what Hashem trying to tell Avraham by saying, sana einecha. Ha'inyan. Source number 6, the Meshech Chachma. She'eretz Yisrael mukudeshes b'kol ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael, we know, is sanctified more than any other land. As the Ramban emphasizes often, and the Midrashim, only Eretz Yisrael has direct hashkacha. Direct hashkacha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'af b'shah shi'itachas yidei zarim. And even when it's controlled by strange nations for almost 2,000 years, or at the time of Avraham Avinu coming in. Even when Avraham Avinu came in, b'chol zeh lo batla kedusha. Its sanctity is not batel. V'chein hayu b'mei Avraham. So too in the days of Avraham. The days of Avraham, Eretz Yisrael was already chosen. It was already chosen even before. Shashem knows asan lo asa aretz. Av shekadani yayaz ba'aretz. Right, what does it say? V'avar kivras aretz. Nasan meo dal meo shekel. There were nations there to get a little piece of a burial plot for his wife. He had to pay millions of shekel. You know, it didn't seem like his land, the chosen land, the sanctified land. B'chol zos ha'isa aris and sunei lav, it's given to Avraham. Because it's kadosh. Ha'inu sh'aya kedushas Hashem shorah la'aretz. The kedusha is shorah. V'lo ha'isa omedes tachas mazal sorei mala. Even at this time, the land is a different type of land. It's not just different in that it's about to be given to Avraham, but it always has. V'zeo sh'amru sh'gambi me Avraham. It's even in halacha. Lo also yeshivas chutz laaretz ben aminyan la'asher shanim shelo yalda. Remember the Gemara in Yevamos? When Avram came back, you have makar for 10 years without a child, can marry somebody else. But it was more than 10. Oh, the Gemara says, the 10 years in chutz laaretz didn't count. What do you mean chutz laaretz? There was Avram Avinu. There was no mitzvah of yeshiv Eretz Yisrael yet. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in a certain way already existed then. So you don't count the years in chutz laaretz. Even then, Right? Remember Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu runs back. He's like, he's nervous that Esav is going to beat him. Why? He has the schus of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Right? And Yaakov was out for so many years. So many years building a family. So even then, V'lachein Amar, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu, now left side, Af al bishalamate ba'aretz, ein charoem ma'uma, b'menesun alach, even though down here, you don't see anything, you don't see the special quality yet, ki ha'kanani kashur baka kele v'yonig shadayah, right, you see the Kananim here, you see the other nations working and they're not even paying attention to you, b'chozos, you know what, sana inecha, take a heavenly look at this land. You got to look at it with special heavenly glasses. Sana einecha ure'e. V'inis kasha b'kedusha sheru'ya l'chol avanecha. I've quoted stories about this of Gdolim in the past. But Eretz Yisrael, even then, it started off with special kedusha. Right? Some of Farshim have even explained, right, we call moving to Eretz Yisrael making aliyah. So, Eretz Yisrael does not have the highest elevation, right? Maybe you would say moving to Mount Everest is making aliyah, right? But it's moving to Israel. Why is moving to Israel called aliyah? So some of the mafarshim explain it's not about topography, but it's about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? The world is a globe, and Hashem started at some point on top and then expanded it into a ball. What was on top when Hashem started the creation? The North Pole. Could have been. The South Pole could be there too. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim was on top. That's what the Rishonim say, and the Ma'achronim say in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, they're talking about the international dateline. But they say Eretz Yisrael is on top. That's why it's called Aliyah. Hakol Olin. But it already had that status, in other words, before and when Hashem created the world. And therefore, the Meshech Chachma says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, take a look at this land. But sana einecho re'eh, ben alakon shor adom yishal, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Another very, very intense thought is mentioned here by Rav Soloveitchik. Moving a little bit later to the Bris Ben Abasarim. Right, the covenant that's still, right, binding today. V'hi sha'amda, the Pasha Pshad of V'hi sha'amda, V'hi, this haftacha, Baruch Shomer haftachas li Yisrael. Right, so in the Bris Ben Abasarim, Yadoa Teda, Hashem says to Avraham, Yadoa Teda, Chesvav Yud Gimel, Vimala Avram, Yadoa Teda, Ki Ger Yezaracha, Veres Lolohem, Vavadavi Inu Osam Abraham Yoshana. I know that your children will be strangers in a land not theirs for 400 years, but I'll take care of the perpetrators. We'll get to that by the Shem soon. Yadoa Teda. Avram Avinu had asked Bama'eda, right, same Shorish. Bama'eda, how will I know? Right, earlier, Pasachetz, Vayomar Hashem Elokim. Bama'eda ki irashana. How will I know that I will yarsh in this land? Bama'eda. And Hashem says, Yadoa Teda ki ge yerzaracha. What's that word, ladas? Vayeda. Bama Eda. Says Rav Soloveitchik, we know from elsewhere in the Torah, but we know from Parshas Bereishis. Right? Vayeda Adam Eschava Ishto. Right? The ultimate and intense connection. They were with each other, husband and wife. Vayeda Elokim. He explains, by when Hashem heard the cries of Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, he experienced their travail, their pain, their suffering, their humiliation. Complete sympathy, compassion, and involvement. Yadati, esmachovav. I felt their pain. Yadia is a word that means intense, deep connection. Between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Am, between a husband and a wife. What Avram Avinu was asking, Hashem, b'mo'eda ki irashena, how will my children have the idea, have the intense connection to this land? How is that going to happen? That's what he's asking. Not just by my idea. How would I know? How will my children have a idea? After all, for so many thousands of years, they're not going to be in this land. Like you just said, they're going to be in Golus. one gullus, another gullus. Abraham's question here was, how could God expect him to establish an eternal bond between himself and the land such that it will become a homestead passed on for all generations? After all, God told him, Abraham said, look, you told me to leave my land, and I have no connection to that land. So maybe when my children leave this land, they'll also lose the connection to the land. How do I know? How do I know they'll keep this Yediyah connection? Apparently, the bond between a person and the land of his ancestors is not sacred. How, asks Avram, do you expect my descendants to cling to this land incapable of severing the bonds? What does Hashem answer? Take karbanos. Right, that's the answer of the Bris Ben Avisarim. What does Hashem say? Kachali egla mishuleshes, ve'ez mishuleshes, va'al mishulash v'tar v'gozal. Take karbanos. What is a karban? A sacrifice? Hashem's answering. You want to know what instills and creates the bond forever and ever between the Jews and this land? The sacrifice of the Jews for this land. That's the Yediyah. And you have no sacrifice for Aram or Haran or wherever you came from. So the selection covers in total the area of sacrifices. Avram's deep commitment to the land will be based on sacrifice. The most distinctive feature of the Jewish people is its readiness to sacrifice. Yodo Ateda, Hashem says, you will be intensely dedicated to the land because you'll be in another land. Throughout the night of exile, you only have one dream, Lashana Abba. After you return to Eretz Yisrael, I assure you that you will be deeply in love with the land. It will be an eternal love, not just a passing one. We recognize, Ad Hayom Hazeh, that the intensity and connection of this land to Am Yisrael is just made deeper by every sacrifice that we make. And it's a schus, difficult schus, but a difficult for to be in this nation and to be those amongst the nation who sacrifice for Eretz Yisrael. Who sacrifice and stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be able to say, we love this land, right? We love this land. We don't just live here. We love it, and we will do anything we can to be able to keep the nation safe and able to live here. And that's exactly what Rav Soloveitchik is saying. The sacrifice creates that connection, that yediyah. And the more we have that, the more we are connected. Okay. Moving right along. So there is a Ramban, which I think we've done years ago. Maybe not in Lech Lecha, maybe yes. But there's a Ramban just to remind you maybe, and then we'll just end off with one final little story. The Ramban. Again, a much quoted Ramban. Source number 8, where the Ramban discusses the pasuk of Vagam Esagoy Asher Yavodu Don Anochi. After you're in a strange land, I will judge those that you served. And asks the Rambam, and asks the Ramban, and asks the Rav, and asks all the Rishonim, one second, but you just forecast that we're going to be in a strange land, and we're going to be servants there. So why should they be deserving of punishment? The ones that we serve. It was meant to be. Right? We were supposed to be in Mitzrayim, or wherever we were supposed to be. Right? So why should we be punished for that? Why should they be punished for that? Right? I'll throw in another question that he answers at the end. Right? Ashur, right, the king of Ashur, Sancheriv, knew some of the nevuahs about Ashur. And Ashur is supposed to persecute and exile the Jews. I'm just fulfilling these nevuahs. What are you getting upset at me before God? Nebuchadnezzar. Right, also, there are psukim in Tanakh that talk about Nebuchadnezzar is like, I'm just doing God's work. What do I deserve to be punished for? I'm doing God's work. Same thing, Mitzrayim, Sancheriv, Nebuchadnezzar. So the Rambam here quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says on line 11, line 12, V'harav nosan tam b'sefer amada, l'fi shelo gazar lish yadua. His answer is, the Rambam's answer is, well, Hashem said that they're going to be servants in Mitzrayim, but he didn't say which Egyptian is going to subjugate them. So any one of them could have chosen not to. You chose to have a Jew as your slave, you're going to be punished. Because you could have chosen not to. That's the Rambam's idea. The Ramban does not like that. The Ravid does not like that. I don't like that. Why? If Hashem says something's going to happen, shouldn't I jump to try to fulfill what Hashem says will happen? Right? I should try to do God's word. V'lo nisknu dvar vetzli. Sha'afilu gazar she'echa min ha'umos. Yariya Allahem v'kach v'kach. V'kadam zev v'asak zeyrazo v'kadosh baruch hu. Zacha v'dar mitzvah. Right? He did a good thing. Right? Why should he run away from it? So the Ramban quotes what other Rishonim, the Raivit quotes, and says, no, I don't agree with the Ramban, I'll give another pshat. The Pasuk says that we will be servants. Va'avadim ve'inu osam. It doesn't say that we will be killed, maimed, tortured. Inu is afflicted. Okay, but we do inu yon yom kippur. That doesn't mean we're torturing. Right? Affliction. But they did much, much more. And therefore, the fact that they did more shows that they weren't doing it to fulfill the nevuah. So they're even punished for that, for everything. Vadavar Baruhu, line 23. Ki ashlachas b'neyam li'ar eina b'chlal v'avadim v'inu osam. Throwing our babies in the Nile is not included in that. Avalhi akirasam legamri. It is totally uprooting the what Hashem had declared. Let's get rid of the Jewish problem. Bitter, right? Bitter lives, right? And therefore, whenever somebody, says I'm fulfilling God's work, let's look at your actions. Let's see exactly what you're doing. If you did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine. Turn the page. Same thing he says throughout Navi on line 6. V'chein ha'kasuv omer b'sancherev. Hoy ashur shevet api. The Mepharshim there say, shevet is the staff. I'm just God's staff. I'm hitting. It's like I'm doing God's work. What are you getting upset at me for? B'choy chanef ha'shochen aval am avarti atzavenu. V'amar ha'kasuv ahu lo ken yidame. Ulevavo lo ken yachshov. Ki lahashmid bilvavo. Right, he's not a shevet. He's not a shevet. He's acting alone. I just remembered that we mentioned years ago the Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef has an unbelievable pshat. Right, the first time that Hashem sends Moshe to Paro, Moshe Aaron to Paro, what's the first sign? First sign is he turns a stick into a snake. Why is that? Why is that the sign? Because Paro, you think you're just a stick. You think you're God's stick. You're doing God's work, right? You're punishing us. No, 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 you're a snake. A snake acts independently. A snake acts like he goes his own way. Don't think you're a stick. Don't think you're a shaver. That's exactly the Ramban. You're not a stick, you're a snake. And that's what he says. And that's the king of Ashur, and that's Nebuchadnezzar. Right, and that's why they were all punished. Right towards the bottom, also Hayab Melech Bavel Onish Achasha Hosef Alexera Vehera Yisrael Yoser Maot. So there's a lot more there, but just to remember that discussion in the Rishonim. One final point. It's a story. It's a vart, but it's a story. Towards the end of the parsha, we of course have the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Avram Avinu, right? The only mitzvah. A different topic, not for now. The only mitzvah that Avram Avinu did not volunteer. According to Chazal, Avram volunteered. He did all the mitzvahs before they were commanded. Except Bris Milah is the only one. He waited to be commanded and then he did it. Why? Not for now. But the Bris Milah. So the story is told in source number 10. There's a Sefer Torah Chaim, which is a lot of Torah of the Briskers, of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and others. So there he quotes a story that the Razina Rebbe of Tchelas fame, right? The Razina Rebbe, Reb Chanoch Mirazin, was once talking to Reb Chaim Brisk. And he said to Reb Chaim, I have a Gemara Mefureshes that only could be understood by Derech Hasidus, not Pshat. He says this to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. The Shevavi Litvak, right? Valashin, Brisk, Soloveitchik, super. And this is one of the Hasidish Rebbes. He says, there's a Gemara that you can only understand by Derech Hasidus. Meaning you need some type of spiritual magic. This is what? The Gemara in Shabbos, he quotes, the Gemara in Shabbos has a couple of Well, Yuma has a few, but in Shabbos it says Minayin l'pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. How do you know pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos? How do you know pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos? There's a few sources in Maseches Yuma, but the one that's quoted here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ma mila, if bris mila, which is only saving one limb of a person's body, right? That's docha Shabbos. So pikuach nefesh, where the whole body is in trouble, surely should be docha Shabbos. That's the one. It's one of the sources for pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. It's a kavachomer from bris mila. Bris mila is only one organ that's in danger, and that's you're allowed to save it for Shabbos. So if the whole body is in danger, sure. Ask the Rebbe. What kind of danger is if by bris mila there's only one limb in danger? What danger is there? You're not sick. The limb's not sick. You're not. If you don't do bris mila, you're in danger. You're comparing that to pikuach nefesh. Bishlamam, my son, nishkefes sakana le'aver kishalo yimol. If there's a sakana of the aver, if he doesn't do bris mila and the Torah matters it, so then you can learn a kavachomer. If for one limb you're allowed to do, so for the whole body. What's the danger if you don't do bris mila? Ah, there's a sakana in ruchnius. There's a sakana. There's a sakana in if you don't do bris mila, something. There's a chalos. Umemeli cholam anu ladas kavachomer. There's no physical danger. See, he calls that chasidus. Calls that there's some spiritual reality. So he says that's the only kavachomer only works there. You can have a kavachomer where the source of your kavachomer is a sakana in ruchnius, and the application of the kavachomer is a sakana in gashmius. Mila is a sakana in ruchnius, and the hashlacha, the application is gashmius. And you see, you can learn one to the other. You can only compare gashmius and ruchnius, unless you say that, you know, the approach of Chasidus, where Gashmius and Ruchnius come together. The Hiskim Arana Gan Reb Chaim, and he says Reb Chaim liked it. Reb Chaim liked it. Okay. Either way, this is the halacha about Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos, learned out from one of the sources from Bris Mila. Okay. We will stop here, but next time we continue with the Parshias of the Avos.